Good evening, this is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley server stat. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all the parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2LNZ, hi Jeff.
KA2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, we're still a little on the kooky side, but I'd like to say it's getting better, but those sinus infections, when I get them, they're bad. Hey, it was a much of a bad day today. We had sunshine for a good share of the day. I don't think it got much above, much above the 20s. I know it didn't, in fact, about 25, 26. Right now, we're sitting about 17. It's 15.6 to be exact. Oh, I should say 16. It's 15.6. Okay, that's about it from down this way. We had a little, it was kind of interesting, there was a band of coming off the Lake Ontario, just north of us. And even though we had sunshine, we were sifting snow. You know, virtually the light snow just drifting in. 7 feet down, KA2 Lander.
Okay, well, hopefully that sinus infection will move on out and be all good to go. Yeah, I can imagine that'd be pretty neat to have seen it snow while the sun's out there. Getting it blowing your way, I guess. Okay, Jack, well, thanks for checking in. And you have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. DC2WI.
DC2MDU.
Okay, there's two more. We'll start up there with KC2WI. Pete, good evening.
Hello, good evening, Jeff and Jack and Ray. KC2WI, it's 8. That's not up a degree, huh? 9 degrees. High height, my thermometer says 22. And, yeah, it was sunny for a while. Well, it was sunny, clear. I guess it was clear, mostly clear, all day. I went out. I said, you know what? I'm going. Because I'm not going Saturday. And I went out for a long snowmobile ride. And I have to remember that it gets dark at 4:30 and... I can't wait too long. It's hard to adjust to the winter days. Have you out in the summer, I can go out at 10 o'clock and, you know, hike or whatever, and it's fine because you got till 8 o'clock at night. But I got out kind of, my agenda said, oh, go at 11, you know, but I should have gone at 9, I guess. Because I was riding back in the dark through sort of the most remote from number 4 road down through, I don't know if there's a name on the north end, the south end of the 10-mile crossing road to Brenningham, but it's really kind of the middle of nowhere. I don't like riding at night. I like to look around and see stuff and also, my headlights are too low. I gotta figure out how to adjust them. But anyway, it was a nice day, and I got a little cold towards the end there until I got to Brenningham and had a cup of hot chocolate. And I don't know how far I went because I failed to look at my odometer or reset the trip meter before I started. I went out for a little ride yesterday, and I looked at the odometer, and I think it was 218 miles for the year on the trip meter. But I can't remember if that was when I left or when I got back, and it's now, I think, 350-ish. I've already forgotten. But it doesn't seem like I went 130 miles, although I left at 11, I got back at 6, and I stopped in Lowellville and chatted, and I stopped in Krogan and had something to eat, and I stopped in Brantingham for a little bit. So, and I'm not a fast rider, so if you figure 20 miles an hour and 5 hours of riding time, that's 100, and I was out a little longer, so I don't know. But pretty nice, but it's really interesting in the woods, even sort of high up, not in some valley somewhere, there's water. I mean, there's water running across, you know, trails and mud, wet spots, and you'd think it's been so cold that you wouldn't see that, but the rain has just saturated everything, and I guess we're going to get pretty bad again starting tomorrow night, so... I just decided I gotta go. I gotta go. I can't, you know, I can't put a, miss another one. And this sounds like...
Okay, Pete. Well, I'm glad you got some time out there. I'm gonna still be out to camp here tomorrow, and well, we'll see what the rain does. I'll probably just tarp up the sled while I'm up there, and if it melts at all, I'll just walk out on Sunday. It's no big deal. But, I got to get up there. I haven't spent the night up there since hunt season. If I want to get up there and get some stuff done, I'm going to head up. I got an email this morning, and I checked it out online there, and I guess there's been a lot of solar activity going on. Matter of fact, they say if it's not cloudy in your area tonight, you have a good chance of seeing the northern lights. But what they're saying, there's a, well, there was a big solar flare coming out here yesterday, or it's out today, and they say there's a large group of sunspots there on the sun that they're all crazy about right now. So I'm wondering, maybe 10 meters might be interesting up there at camp. I finally got the new radio up there and the new antenna up there. I got it all hooked up, but I haven't had a chance to really play with it, so I'm going to go up there this weekend and tinker around with it. Might be a good one. We'll see. I'm glad you got out there today in case all this snow gets washed away. And, all right, Pete. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. On to KC2 MBU. Hey, what's going on tonight?
Well, we got 12 degrees up on the hill here. I just pulled in the driveway about 15 minutes ago. And, yeah, there's a meteor shower going on. I saw a couple shooting stars tonight coming straight down. Did three auctions this week, Buffalo on Tuesday, bought one car, Syracuse on Wednesday, bought one car, and today was Rochester and bought one car, so we've got three cars in 3 days, so we're ready to call it a night. Put almost 500 miles on the truck today.
Well, 500 miles, that's not bad for getting three cars. Well, good. Congratulations. I'm glad it was a productive week there. And, yeah, they're saying, I was reading another article today, that you should be able to see the northern lights. They're saying as far south as, like, south of Albany, down that way, too, provided you can, you have a clear sky, you should be able to see them. They're not, it all depends on what your area is experiencing. So, I'm going to take a look out there later if it's not cloudy anyway. Take a look and see if maybe we can catch a sight of them. All right, Ray, well, thanks for checking in. And you guys have a good evening up there on the hill, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
KD2 AIT, KD2 ADIT, this is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Bill from Warrendale, Pennsylvania. Good evening.
KA3 TFB, Bill in Pennsylvania. Good evening. I'm assuming you're on Echo Link. What's going on tonight?
Well, thank you, Jeff. Indeed, it is a good evening there. And our temperature here is around 32 degrees. I've taken a break here. I do work for the school district, and I work on the 3 to 11 o'clock p.m. shift. So there's not much going on here. I was paging through the iPhone, and I had seen that there was a 9 o'clock net, and I just thought I'd just take the time to say hello to my brother up in New York. Do you have any snow up there? This is KA3TFB on the Echo Link system, and we are will be receiving here shortly. Over.
Oh, Roger. Yeah, we have plenty of snow up here. It depends on which part you're in. Some places have feet of snow, and some have inches of snow. But we get quite a bit up here in the up in the North Country, off of the lake effect. Are you from the area up here?
Jeff, KD2AIT-R, KA3TFB. Not really. I have driven through there a few times. When I was a lot younger, I did stay up in a place near Syracuse for a few days. I've also been to Bingham. And I have a buddy up in Herkimer County up there that came from there that we socialized with. I think it's a wonderful place to travel through. I know there's a lot of farms and vineyards and a lot of other things that were there. And you probably have much colder temperatures because you have all those big lakes to the north of you. And we'll be receiving here. KA3TFB listening.
Hi, Roger. Yeah, we have the big lake to the west of us there, Lake Ontario, and it reminds us it's there every winter, so it sends a bunch of snow our way. We're pretty cool right now, right around 10 or 11, but we've had a little cold snap here. We had plenty of nights well below zero and wind chills well below zero, so this is kind of a little warming up for us here. We're actually happy with 10 degrees right now, though. We're supposed to get up into the 40s here this weekend, so a lot of the snow is going to be changing its way into water. All right, Bill. Well, thanks for checking into our net here. We're here every night, 9 o'clock. It's a formal net, so feel free to check in whenever you like. And, all right. Thanks again, Bill, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, another work day and another work night, but I did a lot of work on Sunday, so I could get out of here early tomorrow, so... Because other than some cleanup work to do tomorrow morning when I get up and check on everything, I really don't have much to do tomorrow other than get the snowmobile tied down and, well, I actually already got it up on the trailer. I just got to hitch it up and go tomorrow and head up to camp. Want to get in there long before there's any rain and get up to the camp, get it opened up, and we got some work to do inside there this weekend. We want to, you know, after hunting season and everything else, the place got a little cluttered up. And, when you're up there in the summer, you don't spend much time inside. And so you get up there in the winter, we're going to go up there and do some rearranging and clean it up and get the place looking good again. And also, we plan on doing some 10-meter work should the band, comply with us and play around and see what we can do with all these sunspots. They're supposed to be coming out here, or supposed to be out on the sun right now. So, see if that gives us any... that opens up the band at all. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? KC2WI. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, somebody asked that was on the Mars Net if something comment about people seeing the northern lights. So apparently it's possible. I just looked out and it's not real clear, but I do see a few stars. The only way I'm going to do it is go somewhere else. There's too many lights right here. I don't really wasn't really planning on it, but I know exactly where to go, but it's about a 15-minute snowmobile ride up to under the power lines up by towards Framingham, which, and it drops right off to the, you know, to the north, you can see, and of course there's no light, so I don't know, I'll have to think about that. I'm not too ambitious, but it would be kind of cool to see them, you know. It's been a while. Anyway, yeah, I don't know, how much snow you got at camp there, you know, is there a lot on the ground?
Well, the last time I went was before this last snowstorm, and there was plenty on the ground up there. I can't remember exactly how much, but you know, there was about a foot of snow on the roof that was new, and I had already cleaned it off the week before, so there must have been a couple feet up there on the ground.
I mean, I'm sure you'll be able to ride in and ride out. It might be kind of slushy, but anyway, yeah, 10 meters might be real good, and let me know how you make out, and I don't know if I'm in here on Saturday and Sunday, might have to try it myself, but like I say, I'm going to have to try not to get too distracted, because I'm doing weekend shifting here, you know, I know I'm going to have to work. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, and I still got your radio in the center. I got it right here in my office here, sitting there for the next time I plan on running into you there to get back to you. And that reminds me, I wanted to, I know the other night there was at, not last night, the night before there, on Tuesday night, you picked up the net there because I was working on the website later the next day, and I did some work on that page there that shows all the recorded nets, and I got it to separate the nets by year. So that way they're not just one long list. It's, you know, you can click on a link that shows you all the, you know, all the recordings of the 2013 nets, and then go to 2014, and it'll automatically do it from here on out because the whole process is automated. And so I just I wanted to get that set up so it would handle on its own. And I see that you get the net there that night, and I appreciate that one. I try to get down that night to do it, and it, things come up at work, and I couldn't be there. But yeah, you'll notice a big difference on that page now. It's not so, you know, it's not such a cluster. I just wish I could figure out a way to put Nick along to each recording who actually ran the net that night, but that would require work. You'd actually have to go in there and listen to each one. But I did find a couple of WA2OK, and I was listening to them, and that's kind of nice to be able to listen to some of them older nets of people who've moved on. Yeah. All right, Pete. Well, thanks for that. Maybe we'll see you there on the 10 meters. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? This will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Rally Service Net, return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Pete, Ray, and Bill for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KB2KOJ for Octan, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octan currently being held on the 145-17. Are there any stations with or without traffic?
KC2NBO, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBO, hi, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octan? This is KB2KOJ for Octan, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. We are looking for further stations with or without traffic.
This
says KJ2Q with no traffic, over.
Okay, very good. KJ2Q, hi John. Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. And good to hear you as always, and good to hear you ready too. As always. And what else for Act 10? This is KB2KOJ.
This is WA2U. Good evening, Mark.
WA2U, John, thank you for checking in. Good to hear you there. Happy New Year. Well, I guess I talked to you before a couple days ago. I guess I gave you the traffic there. Anyone else for Octon? This is KB2KOJ for Octon. Okay, well, I'll make this a final call for our stations with or without traffic. Okay, with nothing else said, I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And I understand from what they say, we're going to have some warmer temperatures starting tomorrow, and they're calling for 50 Saturday, so enjoy. We'll say 7-3 tomorrow. My thanks to everyone for coming in, and hope to hear you all tomorrow night. Much appreciated. Check-ins are much appreciated. KB2KOJ is clear.